There's really three issues here, in question. The first one is that the ballot language in January, scheduled for January, is completely confusing and misleading to the public. It talks about a $50,000 homestead for everyone, when if this passes and you keep your Save Your Homes on the one-time election, you will not get a $50,000 homestead exemption minimum. So it is misleading in that it also does not specifically tell the voters that they are looking to phase out and eliminate the Save Our Homes protection. It's required under our Constitution that all ballot questions be understandable, clear, and concise. This is clearly misleading to the public. In addition, our state constitution requires that in a special election, you can only have an item that addresses one amendment. This ballot clearly addresses four or five different things in the Constitution, and that is not permitted. That would have to be in November. And finally, the ballot also has a provision in there which would allow the state to override the authority granted to local government to impose ad valorem taxes. However, before even the voters can vote on this and have their say, they've taken that authority in this year and mandated those rollback rates for the 2007-2008 year. And that is clearly unconstitutional because the voters have not yet given them that authority. So that's really why we believe that this is a violation of the Constitution of the state of Florida.
Now, we know the Supreme Court is about to receive your lawsuit and they can decide whether or not to accept jurisdiction on that. If they do not, would you still like to see, obviously you don't think much of what the legislature did, would you like to see the legislature go back to the drawing board on this, or how would you like to see resolve this property tax issue?
Well, first of all, understand that if the Supreme Court does not accept jurisdiction on it and demands that it be filed in lower court, I will file it in a lower court and move it up its way. Obviously, because of the time issue, it would be better if they would take it right away. But we will not back down. Absolutely, though, the legislature needs to go back to the drawing board. Let me, reiterate. I think that property tax reform and relief are essential to the future of the state of Florida, and I think we need to do it. But what they did is pass a bad and unlawful bill. They need to go back and pass meaningful relief. Interesting enough, in Broward County, where I live, it's estimated by the property appraiser that 85% of the residents of Broward County, the property owners of Broward County, would be disadvantaged by taking advantage of this new super homestead exemption. They would lose the Save Our Homes, and the immediate tax cuts will result in $50, $100, maybe in some places $150 or $200. This is not meaningful tax reform. We need significant, meaningful, and lawful tax reform in this state.
Now, until your announcement yesterday, no city or county had announced pursuing any legal action. Have you heard from any officials since your statement? Do you expect to?
Well, it's an interesting issue. Privately, in all the meetings that we've had over the last number of months amongst mayors and elected officials, everybody has the same sentiment. This is terrible and awful legislation. Matter of fact, many of the legislators themselves had said this is awful and we hope someone challenges it. But politicians don't want to go and put their foot out there and, test the waters on something that hasn't been done. And they don't want to be billed as, pro-tax, anti-tax cut, which is exactly what's happening already. People in Tallahassee who drew up this awful legislation are saying, he's pro-tax and all that. In fact, what I'm proposing would be much more significant cuts than what they're proposing and would be lawful. So this is something that politicians just don't want to do because of their political future. I don't expect a lot of people to jump on board, although privately, I'm getting a lot of support, but publicly they don't want to put their name out there.
Well, are you concerned about your own political future here? The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports that some critics have already been circulating emails to try to have you recalled from office.
Well, Sun Sentinel likes to listen to their own blog. There was one individual on that blog who put out an email saying that he'd like to do that. One doesn't make a trend. However, I've gotten many responses of people who are very appreciative that I'm taking this step. Understand, I've been in local office here for 14 years. Politics is not my life. I'm not a career politician. Whatever will be. Sometimes you just got to lead and do what's right, not worry about the consequences. And I'm a big believer that you either lead, follow, or get out of the way. And in this case, it needs leadership, and no one else is willing to step to the plate. And I'm not going to just sit back and allow this bad legislation to be passed and go through in an unlawful manner. We need to tell the state legislature to go back to work and do the proper job.
Mayor Hirsch, the way that the legislature did do this is that it does hit the cities and counties, of course, and all of them right now, including your city, is dealing with this in terms of having to reduce your budget and maybe even eliminate jobs. We have been hearing from the legislators and even Governor Crist, who said that there is fat in local governments and that they can afford to do this. Do you contest that?
No, I don't, actually. I think the governor is 100% correct, but what he's not correct at and what the legislature is not correct at, that with over 400 cities across Florida, we're not all the same. And for the legislature to treat every city in a one-size-fits-all, you know, formula just doesn't make sense. Each community, there are, I'm sure, governments that have fat in their budget and should be cut back. Then there are some that have operated very lean and very efficiently over the years, and, you know, they never took advantage of some of these huge increases. So to treat, my contention is you shouldn't take away the voters' right to elect their elected officials and hold their elected officials accountable for their local, you know, property taxes. And some communities are going to want more services than others. Some have run more efficiently and do a better job. And that's in the hands of the voters. I mean, understand that in our particular case, the city of Weston has one of the lowest millage rates in the state. We are the lowest in Broward County at 1.5235 mills, well below the 10 mill cap. But, you know, we're being treated the same as those who have six and a half mills. We have run a very efficient, and quite frankly, we can also afford these cuts. We're going to do it anyway. But this is about the authority granted by the public to decide the level of service. And we, as I said, we don't fit in every city, isn't the same. And for Tallahassee or Representative Tallahassee, many of which have never even stepped foot, probably don't even know where Weston is, for them to decide the level of service that our residents want is simply taking the voices and the vote away from the public and putting in the hand of legislatures from parts of Florida that have nothing to do with us.